Yeah, my name is Greg Garner. I'm with Bank OZK, formerly Bank of the Ozarks. I'm the division president over Austin, San Antonio. I'm a producing manager, so I have loan officers and various bank staff in those two cities that report to me. But I also still handle loans from A to Z for my own clients as well. So I think Patrick wanted to use me a little bit as a kind of a subject matter expert in the A to Z of COVID modifications and various other modifications that we're seeing in this day and age. So with that said, I'll wait till I'm cued, Patrick.
You bet. Okay. Thanks, Greg. Just a quick funny thing about the whole COVID-19 crisis with regard to, this is a personal story, but when we kept obviously paying our mortgage and different things on time, and Chase Bank has my home mortgage, and I got a letter in the mail from Chase Bank that literally was a loan modification, and I didn't have to do anything except sign at the bottom. And it just showed the amazing changes going on in the world, that the bank was so interested in keeping their mortgages and people that were paying the mortgages at the time, that they gave me a lower rate on a loan modification without any anything on my part that I had to do. Obviously, in COVID-19, there was a huge impact on the lending industry, uncertainty in the market. And for depending on what type of business you had, business cash flow fluctuated. And obviously, in the restaurant industry, hospitality industry, business industry, with regard to customers and needing faces in a store, so to speak, borrowers had trouble making loan payments due to governmental shutdowns and whatnot. It's important to know that in any kind of loan lender situation, the lender wants to get paid and the businesses want to keep operating and increase profitability. And so in that arena, both parties generally had to come together to negotiate a loan modification with changes in repayment terms, which we'll talk about later, reduced interest rates, interest-only payments, stretching out payments over a long period of time, just to give the business breathing room during that COVID-19. And ultimately, that these increased the lender's chances of ultimately getting repaid. In any of these situations during COVID-19 or otherwise, if you're representing a client who there's a potential that he may have difficulty making payments, it's crucial as an attorney to talk to that client and have a good, in all of this, in any loan modification, in any lender situation, communication is literally the best course of action. Open communication, and that's with your client and with the bank, obviously. Communication and timing. Communication meaning you need to be able to talk to your client about what the problems are and possible resolutions and get with your lender as soon as possible before he misses a payment, goes in default. Generally, those loan documents are drafted to where if you miss a payment, you're in default, and in theory, a bank or a lender could exercise all that list of remedies that a bank would have under a default situation. If you can approach the bank before they miss a payment, if they know it's coming down the road in a few months, they may have trouble, then I think a bank, and again, we'll talk to Greg about this in a minute, a bank's going to be more receptive to a borrower who is coming to them with open communication, explaining what's going on with their business. Obviously, COVID-19 came on the scene, and all the borrowers were able to explain why or why not there were going to have trouble making payments. Again, the key is for a client, your client as an attorney, to explain to them it's better to come out ahead of it rather than come from behind after you've missed payments and then ask for forgiveness later. when you're, I'm going to now kind of, we'll come back to a lot of this specifically and I'll ask Greg questions, but I just want to kind of give an overview of loan modifications in normal circumstances. And then with regard to COVID-19, a lot of the things a bank or a lender, again, assuming you get to the lender early and explain what's going to happen, you're going to need to, one good thing to do as a borrower is to have a lot of diligence items at the ready. So for example, if you were a restaurant, that's pretty obvious. The government had a shutdown with regard to people coming in restaurants, your sales went down, you have those sales reports, you can hand the lender and really show them. Whereas if you were just a landowner sitting on land, that would be a lot more difficult. In a situation like that, your diligence, forget COVID-19, but if you had an appraisal done that showed the land was less value, maybe that's something you could hand the lender. The key here is having that diligence ahead of time to go to the lender and explain what the issue is. Again, communication, which is a theme with all of this, good communication with a lender is always key. Another thing I just wanted to bring up in this, a lot of times a pre-negotiation agreement is good to have drafted, explaining that you as counsel to borrower don't want anything that the borrower